Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be starting the second parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph and Parak Beis Mishnah Beis. In the previous parak, in the first parak of Maseches Shviyos, the Mishnayos introduced to the halacha of Tosefes Shviyos, to the halacha of adding on to the Shemitah year, that even really there's only an Isser to plant during the seventh year and to plow during the seventh year. We learned that there's also a prohibition to plow in the sixth year when it's soon going to be the seventh year. And we explain the reason for that is because while you're certainly always allowed to cultivate, to plow, and to take care of the fruits and the trees of the sixth year, once we're concerned that really you're starting to do more than just take care of these fruits, but you're starting really to prepare the field for the seventh year, for the next year, for the Shemitah year, then we say you gotta stop. You can't prepare the field for the Shemitah year. You have to allow the field to lie fallow. You have to allow it to grow on its own without you cultivating the field at all. Now, in the first parak, we were specifically talking about fruit trees. And the halacha about fruit trees, as we learned, at least according to Beis Hillel, is that you're allowed to plow your fields of fruit trees until around Shavuos time. And after that point, we assume that whatever you would plow is for the next year, which you can't do. So you're allowed to plow your fields of fruit trees until Shavuos. Now we're going to learn now in the beginning of Perek Beis, the halacha not about fields of fruit trees, but rather regular fields of grain, where we're going to be even more strict when it comes to regular fields of grain. Now the reason for this distinction, the reason for the difference is, when it comes to trees, we assume, generally speaking, you're plowing once they're already planted. You're cultivating, you're plowing the area around the trees in order to allow them to grow, in order to allow them to be properly cultivated. However, when it comes to fields of grain, the assumption is that you're plowing the fields to prepare for what is yet to grow. And therefore, you have to start even earlier because we don't want you preparing your field for the Shemitah year. Says the Mishnah, Ad emasai chorshin b'stei halavan erev shviyas. Until when can a person plow his regular grain field during the sixth year before the Shemitah year? Says the Mishnah, Ad shetich lehalecha. Until once the wetness of the winter season stops, until it dries up, then you have to stop plowing. You can no longer plant beyond that point. We assume that it's around Pesach time. That's when we stop saying Ma'asheh V'ruach. That's when the winter season officially ends. Around Pesach time, a little bit after Pesach, says the Mishnah, calls Ma'asheh B'nei Adam Chorshin Lita B'mikshaos Uva Midlaos. That as long as a person is still plowing in order to plant his melons, in order to plant his gourds, then we assume that if it's still wet and people can still plant, then you can certainly still plow those fields, which again we assume is around Pesach time, maybe a little bit after Pesach. Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Nasata Toras Kol Echad VeEchad Biyadu. Rabbi Shimon's concerned that if we sort of say when things are dried up, it's a little bit subjective. People are going to have different amounts, different time periods. When it's a little dry, it's a little more dry, it's a little bit less dry. Says Rabbi Shimon, we give a general official time to each and every person. We don't let them decide, we decide for them. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, Ela B'stei HaLavan Ad HaPesach, grain field you have until Pesach, and then after Pesach, you can no longer plow those fields before Shemitah. Uvistei ha'ilan ad ha'atzeres. And the fruit trees that we discussed in the first parak, like Beis Hillel says, you have until Shavuos. So really, according to Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't totally fundamentally disagree with the Tanakam, with the first opinion in the Mishnah, but he simply says, let's give fine time, let's give set dates when the plowing must stop. Again, according to Rabbi Shimon, the grain fields must stop by Pesach, and the tree fields must stop by Shavuos. Now, just a quick point that I think is relevant. The Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan actually points out this whole halacha that we've been discussing of the stat that you're not allowed to plant the field, you're not allowed to plow the fields in the sixth year before Shemitah, that really only applied during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But nowadays, Rabbi Gamliel paskins really that you're allowed to plow until Shemitah itself. That until Shemitah begins, until the first day of Tishrei, until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, you're allowed to plow. So this whole discussion of Tosefes Shviyos, of plowing before Shemitah, really only applies during the time of the Beis HaMikdash and no longer applies today. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, as the next bunch of Mishnahs are going to be discussing various types of work that a person is or is not allowed to do during the sixth year in preparation for the seventh year. Now, generally speaking, just by way of introduction, there are two types of work that a person is allowed to do during the sixth year. Number one, any work that's being done for the sixth year crops, any of the crops growing during the sixth year, certainly you're always allowed to do. The second type of work that you're allowed to do during the sixth year before Shemitah is anything that would be Asur Midzirabanan during the Shemitah year, you're allowed to do in the sixth year as late as you want. So plowing, for example, would be an Isser Midah Araisa, would be a Torah prohibition during the Shemitah year. Therefore, we have this idea of Tosefta Shviz, you got to wait a little bit. But anything that's Asur Midah Rabbanon during the Shemitah year, you would be allowed to do during the sixth year. So now we're going to give a whole list of different activities, different farming techniques that you are allowed to do during the sixth year, up until Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Mizablin u'ma'adrin, that a person is allowed to fertilize, gather and lay fertilizer across his field, u'ma'adrin, and he's allowed to take his shovel and sort of dig a little bit in the field, b'mekshaus, u'v'medlaus, when it comes to melons, when it comes to gourds, ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, you're allowed to do these things. And the reason Mizablin, the reason why you're allowed to fertilize, as the Bar Tanura points out, is because that is a din midrabbanon, that's Asur midrabbanon to do during Shemitah. However, that is not Asur midarayis, and therefore you could do it during the sixth year until Shemitah begins on the first of Tishrei. And Ma'ajin, why are you allowed to dig up soil? Because there, even though it's Asur midarayis to do that during the Shemitah year, but what you're doing is for these melons and for the gourds, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, what you're doing is cultivating the land, cultivating the produce for the sixth year, which you are allowed to continue to do. Continues the Mishnah, V'chein bebeis hashlachen, and the same is true. You can fertilize and dig soil in these irrigated fields, the fields that require like a sprinkler system, some sort of an irrigation system to water the fields. You can continue to do that there as well, because again, whatever you're having in this irrigated field, you are looking to plant and cultivate for the sixth year, which is perfectly allowed. Continues the Mishnah, a whole other list of things that you're allowed to do until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, until Shemitah begins. Miyablin, you're allowed to remove warts from trees during the sixth year. Mifarkin, you're allowed to cut off some of the extra leaves that's sort of holding and weighing down the tree. You're allowed to do that during the sixth year as well. Me'abkin, you're allowed to put dust on some of the roots that are uncovered, that are on the ground. You got to make sure that if it grows properly, it has to have roots that are under the ground. So you got to sometimes put dust on top and dirt on top of the roots that are above ground. Me'ash and me'ashnin, and sometimes they would put smoke to destroy some of the insects that were hurting the trees, that were destroying the crops. They would sort of lay smoke. All of these things you're allowed to do at Rosh Hashanah until Shemitah begins, until the first of Tishrei, because all of these things are not allowed during Shemitah, but they're not allowed on a midrabbanan level, and therefore you can do it during the sixth year up until Rosh Hashanah, up until Shemitah begins. Finishes off the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Af hanotel hu es ha'ala min ha'eshkol b'shvius, that when it came to mefarkin, which we described as cutting off some of the extra leaves that are weighing down the bush, says Rabbi Shimon, you're even allowed to do that. You're allowed to remove leaves from a cluster during the seventh year, so it's not even Asur Midrabanan during the seventh year. It's perfectly allowed to do that, because you're not doing it, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, to make it grow. You're simply doing it to prevent loss, to take care of the tree, to take care of the bush that you have in front of you. Quick review. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph taught us the halacha. When is it that you have to stop plowing your field during the sixth year? So Tanakama's opinion was until some of the wetness from the winter season stops, which is really the time when people stop plowing for their melons and for their gourds. So once they stop plowing for their melons and their gourds around Pesach time, maybe a little bit after Pesach, says the Tanakama, you have to stop plowing as well, because again, any plowing beyond that point, we assume, is to prepare it for the seventh year, which you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Shimon, though, in the Mishnah, wants to give a set time for everyone, and just says that you got to give a set time for everyone, and therefore, grain, fields of grain, you have until Pesach, and fields of trees, like we learned in the previous parak, you have until Shavuos. And then parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, give us a whole list of different activities that are allowed to be done until Rosh Hashanah. Some of them are permitted because they're only usher on a midrabanan level during Shemitah, and therefore they're allowed to be done during the sixth year. And some of them, for example, digging the soil is usher midaraisa during Shemitah, but you're allowed to do it during the sixth year because what you're doing is cultivating the fruits that you have now, the produce that you have now, which is perfectly allowed. Have a great day.